turundusuudised.
The next topic actually, like always, is about news or researches, and then this time it's going to be about changes in sport nutrition preferences around the globe. And as the Euromonitor International in their blog says, there have been changes lately, and actually it's interesting to see on map how countries are have different preferences. I am not a specialist in food and nutrition, therefore I just know a little bit about why people use protein and why they want their muscles to grow. And but what I understand is actually that this protein has been the main player on this nutrition field, sports nutrition field, and now they are going to get big competitors from other categories like creatine, carbohydrates, caffeine, and other combination of pre-workout mixes. So my question to you is actually, what connections does this information make in your mind? Maybe not only this sport nutrition field, but from a marketing perspective also.
Oh, well, I guess that's pretty good information. If you want to start a business related to the selling, you know, sports nutrition, because again, I went to the same tool we were talking before today, wordstat.yandex.ru, and I typed there sportivne pitanie, which means sports nutrition. And what I found out is actually in Russia there are over 180,000 people who search for that keyword, you know, last month. So there is definitely a demand there, and there are 4,000 out of those 180,000 people who are searching for, you know, sports nutrition for muscles. So they say they are mushni masse, so that's for like muscle building.
We want to grow something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess they, and there are actually lots of people saying specific keywords like amino acids, you know, sports nutrition to burn fat, and some other, you know. There are lots of them, and there is a sports nutrition for girls, you know, and ratings of sport nutritions. So I think it's pretty interesting. And for, like you said, for creatine, there are 72,000 people searching for it. So
there is a huge market in Russia, I see.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure there is market. Actually, I'm not sure if you heard about this book, but there is a book written by American guy, I forgot his first and last name, but the name of the book is translated somewhat like How to Work 4 Hours a Week. And this guy, he basically said he built his own sports nutrition product, and he sells it all online, and he makes it like 30, I think he said like $1,000 per day. So he must be making like $30,000 per month, but that's selling mostly to American customers. In Russia, the sales could be less, but still, I guess there is a market for that.
So you, Yuri, are now thinking about changing your career, as I understand.
Could be.
Anu, your comments.
I don't want to change my career based on this news, I have to admit. But I think that the news for me was interesting because as my life is pretty very much connected to sports and it's interesting to see how people, how the mind develops and how people start to understand what different things means. And also how it has been more kind of active search and trying to understand what to take or what to leave, and I think it's also that all these general type of researches are good if you are in the industry trying to understand that there might be things there, maybe not the brand isn't the only differentiator, but you always have to follow also what are the what is the content of your product, what does it include, and you have to develop your product according to the trends and needs in different markets. So this was what I read from that.
I simply would say that if to make a joke about it, then people have been growing their muscles with protein so hard that now they see that muscles don't grow anymore, so they have tried to find something else, and good marketers are there already.